my pain. Last night I lay down and slept, and although there is the feeling in my mouth of raw meat, I have joy in your work, and behold, I have brought you a gift. Dramatically he signaled, and through the gate was led a woebegone donkey. He took the rope in his hand and then came across and placed it in mine. This, Bwana, is my thank you for the removal of my tooth. I could feel Dowdy beside me, shaking with laughter. Goha was looking at my gift carefully. It, in turn, was looking carefully at his small dog, who kept well out of range of what looked like experienced feet. Thank you, I returned. It is a gift of great originality.
Bwana, said the chief, I would have joy to receive a gift from you of some of those pills that stopped pain.
I gave them to him, and we watched him move off down the hill with his followers.
Yo, grinned Dowdy. Bwana, this is a donkey that is a grandfather many times over. His bones are full of age. Feed him, however, and before long strength will return to his legs.
The donkey lifted his head and looked at him in a way that made me feel he understood every word that was spoken.
Yo,
Goha put his arm round the creature's neck.
He is a donkey of character.
Ko, grunted Dowdy.
He is only a donkey of small worth.
I laughed.
Nah,
there is real value in this donkey.
Tie him up, Gaha.
Behold, I will give you the task of looking after him. Seika can help you. For a long minute, dog looked at donkey, and donkey looked at dog. The little creature's tail started to wag, and his large companion opened his mouth wide and brayed loud and long. Goha smiled.
I shall call him Punda.
He led him away and tied him to a thorn tree. Yes, Seika, dogs are good animals and fine companions, but God has used donkeys to do his work again and again. You and I must have respect for Punda. In a week, the bedraggled donkey had changed considerably. Goha was grooming him with a piece of old blanket.
He is becoming an animal of importance, is Punda.
The boy looked up, automatically covering his right eye.
He has joy, Bwana. I feed him with care because his stomach is elderly, and I rub his hide with strength till it shines.
How is the second dog I ever operated on?
Seiko wagged his tail and undoubtedly grinned. Goha smiled delightedly.
Truly, Bwana, this donkey of ours, like Seiko, has the ability to laugh with his eyes.
As he spoke, the donkey threw back his head and brayed. Seiko barked excitedly.
They're friends, Bwana. They talk much together.
Punda is not only for ornament. I want you to take him to the villages and bring to the hospital some of those who need our medicine. Punda will carry them slowly.